Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College at Botno with Natural North Dakota.
I've been thinking about elms lately. I recently ran across an article about elm trees in the Washington Post by Phil McCombs from 2001, and I quote, "Once upon a time in America, great, leafy, high-arching cathedrals of elms lined the streets of villages and cities from the Atlantic to the Rockies, casting a deep, cool shade upon life's turmoil," unquote. Historically, the American elm ranged roughly east of a line from southeast Saskatchewan to central Texas, where it was generally a minor forest component. However, it was overwhelmingly a tree of choice in urban settings during the 1800s and early 1900s. It tolerated a wide range of environmental conditions, grew quickly, and had a long life expectancy. Plus, it grew tall, with a crown. Oh, that crown! It was often described as a spreading fountain. But all that changed around 1930 when Dutch elm disease, caused by a fungus, apparently hitched a ride on a ship from the Netherlands headed to Ohio with a load of elm logs to be made into veneer. It's interesting to note that Dutch elm disease is not native to the Netherlands. It's probably Asian, but of course the Dutch are forever associated with the disease. The fungus attacks the water-conducting tissues or xylem in the plant, which eventually gets plugged up, thus stopping the flow of water and nutrients. The disease struck with a vengeance and spread rapidly, killing upwards of 90% of infected trees. The first case documented in North Dakota was during 1969 in Mandan. There's occasionally some confusion as to just what actually causes a disease. Dutch elm disease is caused by a fungus, but the carrier or vector of the disease is an elm bark beetle. But it's interesting to note that much of the spread of the disease is not from the beetles. It's through natural root grafting. Many of the elms that grace the streets and boulevards around the country were connected underground by naturally occurring root grafts. Some of you certainly can remember the trees dying along streets like toppling dominoes. All is not lost, however. A few elms continue to thrive, and some have estimated that a small recovery is occurring. We also can now inject the elms with fungicide in 1 to 3 year intervals, but it's costly. Planting elms is generally not recommended, but there are also some resistant varieties that have been developed, such as Jefferson, Princeton, and Valley Forge. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center and Dakota College at Botno. You can read and hear today's story at prairiepublic.org.